4 days before the gubernatorial election, one issue is top of mind for many New Yorkers: public safety. While police say some categories of major crime are up, shootings and homicides are actually down citywide. And while crime can be hard to quantify, how people feel about crime has real political consequences. WNYC's Samantha Max has been speaking with residents across the city to find out whether those concerns will influence how they vote.
From Inwood to Ridgewood and Chinatown to the South Bronx, almost every New Yorker I've talked with about the upcoming election is concerned about crime.
I think crime's got to come down.
You never know what's going to happen once you leave your home.
I feel a little bit more paranoid about the safety of my family.
Several people said they were concerned about gun violence.
These people got to stop letting guns do the fighting for them.
At 11 o'clock, I say to my husband, let's put the news on so I can see who got shot today. And you know what? It never fails. It's always an incident.
Many told me they're nervous about taking the subway.
I scared to take the subway, okay?
I do not take public transportation because I don't feel safe.
I used to take the train all the time, but now I don't.
And some just wanted a governor who would bring in
more law and order.
The experts have been doing plenty of their own polling ahead of the election, and the latest surveys have found an increasingly tight race for governor, even in a state that hasn't elected a Republican into that office in 2 decades. A recent poll from Quinnipiac University found crime was the most important topic for the largest share of surveyed voters. I wanted to find out why, and whether people's fears about public safety would influence who they vote for, or whether they plan to vote at all. So I visited 5 neighborhoods in 5 days to look for patterns.
It's not Amazon, you can't buy Amazon.
I started in Ridgewood, Queens, at Seneca Sporting Range, where about 20 people were attending a class to get their concealed carry permits.
What's the most important part of this course? It's the what?
Safety.
It's safety, right?
Before the group heads to the range for target practice, I chat with Michael Bello, a longtime gun owner who lives on the border of East Elmhurst and Jackson Heights. He's wearing jeans and an American flag t-shirt. A Let's Go Brandon baseball cap sits on the table in front of him, beside his pistol.
Is this the first time that you're applying for the concealed carry permit?
Well, I have a premise permit for my home. And this is the first time I'm applying for it.
Was it just because of the change in the Supreme Court ruling that you felt like now you have a chance of being able to actually get one?
Yes. And also that, you know, the crime factor, it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to protect my home, protect my loved ones.
Bello says he feels like his neighborhood is less safe than it used to be.
Every morning I wake up and somebody got killed, somebody got shot, somebody got thrown in front of a train.
And how does that affect, you know, how you're going about your day to day?
It makes you worry. For myself, my loved ones, for my neighbors.
So Bello's voting Republican. He thinks that and a carry permit will make him safer. The next morning, I head to the South Bronx. A couple blocks from Yankee Stadium, 3 friends are sitting in a park, passing around a joint and feeling frustrated about the current state of affairs. But they're not particularly motivated to take their frustrations to the voting booth.
I feel like the decision is already made.
That's Crystal Gutierrez, a 29-year-old who grew up in the neighborhood. She and her friends say they're sometimes afraid on the subway. Here's Adrian Jackson.
Last time I was on the train, 2 dudes pulled out knives on each other.
Was that recent?
It was like 6 a.m. I'm like, what the hell do I do?
What did you do?
Got off the next stop.
But they ride anyway. They need to go to work, to live their lives. Gutierrez wants the candidates to come spend some time in her neighborhood without any cameras and see what it's like.
They come here for Yankee games, cool. You don't walk around these streets. You don't see what we see. You don't see all the homeless people on the streets. You don't see the women at 2 o'clock in the morning holding their purses and looking back every 5 minutes because anything can happen at any time of the day. They don't see that.
A couple days later, I'm in another park. This time, it's Prospect Park in Brooklyn. And this typically tranquil green space is feeling a little bit less tranquil than normal. Dolores Phelan and her husband are walking their dog Blanche just before sunset. They don't like to be in the park after dusk anymore. Phelan says she doesn't like to ride the subway anymore either.
If I have to go into the city for a doctor's appointment, oh my God, I try to do it on rush hour. And then I won't come home in the middle of the day because I'm afraid to go on an empty train. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Phelan wants to see the National Guard on the subways.
I want to see somebody with guns all around.
This couple is scared. They want the governor to make some changes. But her husband says he's still supporting Governor Kathy Hochul. He doesn't feel like the Republicans have answers for how to drive down crime. He says the Democrats are at least trying. With each conversation, the patterns feel less clear. Take Philip Resnick.
Are you feeling safe in your neighborhood these days?
I am. I feel safe in my neighborhood. I do.
But he's still worried about crime.
I usually vote for Democrats, but this year I'm going to vote for the Republican because I want there to be more law and order. I do.
So you don't feel unsafe, but you do want more law and order.
I do. Yeah.
David Jansen thinks public safety is incredibly important, but not enough to vote Republican.
The alternative is pretty darn miserable and frightening.
Some will definitely be voting. Some definitely won't. A few are undecided. For my last stop, I head to Chinatown. Hugh Liang tries not to stay out late these days. She worries when her relatives have to work the night shift.
It's nerve-wracking, but I do feel like as long as you stay prepared and you are aware of your surroundings, maybe you can be a little bit more safer.
For Liang, crime isn't the number one issue.
The Green Deal and the tenant pact, the rent stabilization, and also no mega jails, like, I'm up for all that.
Liang still isn't sure whether she'll vote. She wants to, but she says it depends on whether she has to work all day. In this neighborhood, she says, people are just trying to survive, and they can't wait for politicians to save them. Samantha Max, WNYC News.